With a look at the headlines this hour for Mesilla Valley News, here is Ernesto Garcia.
Good morning. We begin with President Donald J. Trump's visit to El Paso and the borderland area. The president spoke at the County Coliseum last night, insisting that a massive border wall is being built and must be finished. Trump said a wall would help eliminate drug problems.
We can have such a big cut in the numbers, in the percentages, if we get the wall built, if we have a strong wall with other things. But we need the wall, and it has to be built, and we want to build it fast.
Trump again accused Democrats of favoring open borders. He says illegal immigration hurts all Americans. President Trump also slammed the new Green Deal pushed by Democrats in Congress.
It would shut down American energy, which I don't think the people in Texas are going to be happy with that. It would shut down a little thing called air travel.
President Trump compared his rally to a competing rally held by former El Paso Congressman Beto O'Rourke, which was only blocks away from where the president was speaking.
He challenged us. So we have, let's say, 35,000 people tonight, and he has 200 people, 300 people, not too good.
O'Rourke told his supporters that both countries, Mexico and the U.S., could come together to work on fixing immigration issues.
Two countries speaking two languages with two cultures and two histories who come together are joined, not separated by the Rio Grande River, forming something far greater and more powerful than the sum of people or the sum of our parts. We have so much to give. So much to show the rest of the country, and we're doing it right now.
No official word as to how many people showed up at either one of the rallies. Mesilla Valley News will try to get those numbers a little bit later today. For Mesilla Valley News, I'm Ernesto Garcia.